So until 1991, you lived in Islamic societies, and then you came to the United States. What was the learning curve like for you? Because I think it's something that you must be passing on to the Somali refugees who are coming to the Twin Cities. Was it hard to adapt to the cultural approach of the United States?
Yes, it did take time, but I think my life has become much more richer as I have interacted with people in the U.S. and even within the other Muslim communities. But what happens is, for many Muslims, they come from communities that are generally homogeneous. I mean, they're kind of the same group. Somalia, for example, is the same religion, the same language, the same kind of physical appearance, even the same school of thought within Sunni Islam. So somebody who comes from that context and sees everything in one way, coming to America and see the diversity of religions, the diversity of colors and complexions, diversity of ethnicity, is really powerful. So in a sense, in our part of the world, America is really viewed in two contrast ways. Some will see they adore America so much, and almost, you know, everybody is kind of finding a way to get to America or to the U.S. And then other times you'll see, because of mainly the foreign policy or some of the military activities of the U.S., you see others who, you know, detest the country, and kind of you do see a hatred in them. But those are in minority, very small, I would say, in any Muslim country, whether Somalia, Saudi Arabia, all the places I've been to, that love for America and people fascinated by America, and especially the influence of American, corporate America in business and in entertainment, is obvious in many parts of the Muslim world. So I did have that in mind when I was coming here. And mostly we kind of afraid for our faith. The one thing that many Muslims said, if they come to America or they go to a non-Muslim country, they will lose their faith. We were really surprised when we came here and we saw the number of Muslims, the number of institutions, the freedom of worship that they have. Believe it or not, there are some Muslim countries that Muslims cannot practice their faith as well or as freely as they do in the U.S. And classic example is Tunisia, a country that in the current uprising in the Middle East just deposed their dictator, and hopefully there will be more religious freedom. Many Tunisian friends here in America, they used to tell me that, you know, young men will become reason for being suspected or for being detained if they go to the mosque for the morning prayer, you know, the early morning prayer, for example, or if they grow beard. Many women could not keep their headscarf. Something similar to that was happening in Turkey. So we're really blessed, and I've come a long way to accept the diversity and the tolerance and saying everything one way. And so I think I've come a long way. And in that sense, that's what I try to tell the Somali immigrants. We claim to be one, you know, homogeneous society, yet we've been fighting for 20 years. It's not just a matter of what you claim or what you follow, but how you live your principles. I think that's what really matters. It's not just claiming that we are Somali Muslim, yet just because we're from different clans or different tribes, we keep fighting. So I always use that as a reference. Just look at the Americas. Just see the diversity. See the differences. What's there between us that keeps us fighting for so long? I mean, people listen sometimes, but I don't know. It will take time, and it takes time to really appreciate the tolerance. I think so. The key, I think, is the tolerance and to accept the other and to see the bigger picture. That's the key, I think.